Would invite you all down to the end of the hall here for the presentation. It ought to be a lot of fun, and I think it'll give you a good idea of what goes on when these presentations go into the high schools and how effective it is. Anyways, it'll probably be the last meeting of the Children's Caucus, and I know some of you have some unexcused absences you want to make up, and we'll be taking names, and thank you for your support.
General announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. A reminder to the members to keep the two bills that were held for third reading tomorrow, and a reminder that in the Speaker's office throughout the rest of the day will be the students that were introduced yesterday from Galena, presenting their charter school project and giving demonstrations on their interior distance education program.
Representative Elton, announcements?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Under general announcements, I didn't get a chance to talk to my friend and colleague from House District 4, but I think that his chest may have puffed up with the same amount of pride that mine did with the announcement yesterday that Paula Vogel won the Pulitzer Prize for playwriting, the highest prize that can go to a playwright in the United States. And I think we're both especially proud of the fact that the play was written here in Juneau under a grant from the Pew Charitable Trust. And I think it especially pleased both of us when the playwright acknowledged the help of Perseverance Theater, Pew Charitable Trust, and our outgoing artistic director, Molly Smith, who is, I think most of the body knows, going to the Arena Theater in Washington, D.C. Madam Speaker, I'd like to note that the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, How I Learned to Drive, is currently being performed at Perseverance Theater, began last weekend, will run through the end of this month. I haven't seen it yet, but I did see another play by the playwright, the Mineola Twins, that was performed by Perseverance Theater a little over a year ago. That play knocked my socks off, and I'd like to note that that play didn't win the Pulitzer. The one that is currently playing now did. So I hope that I see a lot of my friends in the body here down to support Perseverance Theater and to acknowledge the significant accomplishment that occurred here in Juneau. Thanks, Madam Speaker.
Special orders, Representative Foster.
Yes, ma'am. I wonder if I can talk about, or on behalf of the Majority Leader. Yes, ma'am. On behalf of the Majority Leader, I'd like to bring up a birthday that we had on Sunday, last Sunday. And it's our good friend from Valdez, the Minority Leader. Madam Speaker, he was born on April 12, 1948. And his biography, I'm going to go ahead and read his biography that he wrote himself. He says that he descended from a very long line that his mother foolishly listened to. And that when he was a child, he asked his father if he could go ice skating, and his father told him to wait till it got warmer. He was born in Warren, Ohio, Madam Speaker, and he only lived there a month until he did everything that there was to do there. His occupation is a teacher, and his graduate thesis was entitled, Whosoever shall not fall by the sword or by famine shall fall by pestilence, so why bother shaving? he attended San Bernardino Valley College, San Diego State University, and the University of Hawaii until up to 1984, where he got his master's degree in school administration. It was at this time, Madam Speaker, that he noticed that surveys were showing that 3 out of every 4 people make up 75% of the population. And that if you laid every Republican in every state legislature end-to-end around the world, more than 67% of them would drown. Military service, U.S. Army, 101st Airborne, Vietnam. How commendable. As one of only 3 Vietnam veterans here in this body, Madam Speaker, he had a very distinguished war record, and he states here that he fought with myself in Saigon, with General Abrams in Da Nang, and with General Westmoreland at Pleiku. He couldn't get along with anybody. He's the minority whip of the House of Representatives. And he states here that last Halloween he went to a majority caucus masquerade party and he got real beat up. He was dressed as a pinata. This summer, he's coming out with a book entitled, Madam Speaker, Dearest. Business and professional positions. He was formerly on the board of directors of the Copper Valley Electric Association, and he states that once, because of board compensation that he got from this position, he owed the government $3,400 in back taxes, so he sent them two hammers and a toilet seat. Special interest, fishing. And he states once he went fishing with a dotted line and he caught every other fish. And the statement, Madam Speaker, finally, he states that the state government is spending more money than they have. Who do they think they are? Us? Madam Speaker, here in the last few months, we've seen a minority leader on behalf of his caucus try to flush some bills out of the various committees. And on behalf of the majority leader, we'd like to give him a plunger and wish him good luck. If you'll please stand and help me sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gene. Happy birthday to you.
Mr. Minority Leader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I tried to hide out for 2 days, and I guess my birthday got here anyways. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Further special orders, Representative Kemplin.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Request permission to speak on the topic of revisiting the flag.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Last week, we had a discussion here on this floor about the American flag. That it was mentioned during that debate that the flag was a beacon for Americans, that it helped to serve as a reminder of who we are as a people, and that no matter what our special interests or our own individual agendas, that we share common bonds, that we all are together in this nation of ours. But, Madam Speaker, there are two flags behind you. There is an Alaska flag also. And that as we prepare for the final push here on the 20th session of the legislature, I think it is important for us to remember that Alaska is unique, our flag is unique, and that our flag should serve as a beacon for all Alaska. A unifying vision of who we are as a people. The flag is it's a very special flag. It's a very simple flag. Eight stars of gold on a field of blue, Alaska's flag meant mean to you, the blue of the sea. The evening sky, the mountain lakes, the flowers nearby, the gold of the early sourdough's dreams, the precious gold of the hills and streams, the brilliant stars of the northern sky, the Bear, the Dipper, and shining high, the great North Star, with its steady light over land and sea, a beacon bright, Alaska's flag, to Alaskans dear, the simple flag of a last frontier. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Kemplin. Mr. Minority Leader.
Speaker, what some people won't do for their district.
Further special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow, April 16th.
We adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.